Welcome to this video. Today I have a very special guest. He's a real coffee rebel because he's doing everything a bit different than anybody else. And the person I'm talking about is Tobias Seber. Hello, Toby.
Hi. Hi, Ingo.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit who you are in the coffee world and what you are doing?
Yes. So basically, I'm Toby. It started all with a cafe called Einzigartig, Unique, and I think I see myself as this unique, as you said, I do it maybe a little bit differently, but maybe more out of naivety because I just didn't know differently. So it started with a cafe that is inclusive, that has people with a disability working there, and I wanted to prove inclusiveness along the supply chain of coffee, yes. And that, through a lot of coincidences, brought me to a coffea species that is not so known here in Europe. And that's why I'm here. My second project is called Kebun Malaya. Kebun Malaya stands for, Kebun means garden, and Malaya is the old name of Malaysia.
Yep.
And this has a special reason. The special reason is that in Malaysia, there is a coffea species that is there for traditional and historical reason. And I wanted to show this to the world that this is really, it is a Malaysian coffee now. I mean, originally, it all comes from Africa, yes, but it was really preserved and cultivated in Malaysia.
Nice. So we will be talking mainly about Liberica, and there is a lot to learn about Liberica. Also, we have, of course, some Liberica that we are drinking. I just want to go back and do one or two more sentences about Café Einzigartig, because this is really an interesting project. You say it's inclusive, so what is happening there? What is inclusive? Who is working there? What are your processes?
So basically, it's a specialty cafe where people with and without a disability work. The special part about this is that it shouldn't be different like any other a specialty coffee cafe. It should be a place where people go for really excellent, good coffee. I always said at the beginning, our goal is to have the best coffee in town.
Yep.
You know? And the difference is that it is a place where people with and without a disability work. And it is a place, yes, where you connect, where you see that this works. Why am I saying it will go or it is still like a normal cafe? It is because we are all trained. We are all trained actually to be baristas. We call it coffee specialists.
Yes.
Coffee specialists because I wanted to train the people with and without a disability, not just in how to brew the best coffee, but I wanted them to learn everything from like the botanical part to customer service to coffee, different brewing methods and whatnot. Now, yes, maybe people without disabilities are training this within like 3-4 days, whereas a person with a disability needs a little bit more time. But in the end, we have are legible because we all have a training. We all are coffee specialists. And that was like the second step that we did together with our partners, Kaffeemacher from Basel. We created an apprenticeship for people with a disability where they have over a year span school and training in our cafe school at the Kaffeemacher where they learn everything about coffee. So really from the crop to roasting, to in the end, what is in the cup.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's that. I really like that you were talking about this because this is something I really like about your coffee. Really empower the people. And we met at the Swiss Coffee Festival also in October. And I remember there was one worker from you, and he was nervous, but also really excited because he told me very, very soon there will be my exam, because he was on his exam to become a coffee specialist. So they're not only cleaning cups, they're really coffee professionals who understand everything about the product.
Yes, yes, exactly. It's also about intrinsic motivation for them. Like, it's, I am someone, I have a profession, I am a coffee specialist. You know, that's a really important important thing, you know, there. It's not we just give them something to do, we make them to be someone, and we try to be on an eye level with them. The eye level is like, I have an education and you have an education, we just have to take away the barriers to learn the same goal, like to learn the same thing. In October, that was literally, I think, a week before their final exams. They were nervous, but oh, you should have seen after, you know, we had the celebration when they got their certificate, and it was like a true like enjoyment, like a true, like one of the women screaming was like, yes, I'm now a coffee specialist.
Nice.
It was like really nice, like we achieved there something. But in the end, the goal is actually just to have the same for people with the disabilities and for people without a disability. Just the route to this goal is different.
Beautiful. Yeah. Congratulations to that.
Thank you.
And you are also a coffee specialist. You're internationally renowned for a special product, which is Liberica.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you tell me a little bit, what is actually Liberica coffee?
So, yes, that's also coincidence. I came to Liberica Coffee. And so what is Liberica Coffee? So if you look at coffee, the plant, I like to remember that coffee is still a plant. It's coming from a plant. There is the family is Coffea. And then underneath this is the species. And a lot of people don't know this, but there is around like 120 species in the world. Not all of them are drinkable. But the plant, Coffea plant, there is 120 species. Within these 120 species, we are mainly drinking Coffea arabica and Coffea canephora, or robusta. That's how it's known. But there were and there are more species that people drink and that are drinkable. And maybe we have forgotten this. Maybe this is also because of economical reason, because some of them just don't produce as much yield as Coffea arabica. It has been forgotten, but now it's coming up again, and that has several reasons. One reason is because a big drop here of name calling would be the climate change.
Mm.
Climate change is actually affecting coffee plantations. It's actually a known thing. Like Dr. Aaron Davis already in like 30 years ago said something like, hey, coffeas are endemic, or certain coffees are endemic, meaning they're dying out. We have to go back to biodiversity also in coffee. And now, when you start to feel it, because you feel it, that some parts where coffee production is, the land that is suitable gets less and less.
Yeah.
And now it's important to see all the other species again. And one of the species that is really, really promising is this Coffea liberica, the Coffea liberica that I got to get to know a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a species for its own. And what is different about it when it comes to like the way it's being produced, the way it's being grown, the way it's being processed? Is it similar to Arabica or Robusta, or is it very different?
It is still a coffee.
Yeah.
We cannot forget that. But again, like, we have to remember it's a plant, and then it is as if you look at apple and pears a little bit. It's this coffee has a lot of differences in comparison to Arabica. One of the differences is the altitude where it's growing.
Yep.
The altitude, so the farms that I'm representing, the Malaysian farms that I represent, two of them are literally 1 kilometer away from the seaside, like literally next to the beach.
Wow, okay.
And the soil is clay soil.
Yep.
That's a huge difference, whereas in Arabica you have it rather high altitude, yep, about 1,200 above sea level,
yep,
you have more acidity soil.
Yep.
And yes, so this coffee grows now in like really tropical, rainy, dense soil and climate in like almost no altitude.
Yep.
Yes. Else the difference is, you have Arabica who, when you let it grow, can go around 3 meters tall.
Yep. Yep.
And you have Liberica that, if you just let it grow, it grows up to 20 meters.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a bit hard to pick.
Exactly. That's actually the, it's, this is one of the challenges why it hasn't been cultivated that much. If you let it grow just that much, then it is basically a huge tree and you can hardly pick. Now, when we started our project, we literally draw out some pictures how we could have like those hanging bridges over the treetops where you can like climb on.
Yes.
But then in the end, it's also just a cutting technique. We cut them at about 2 meters, 3 meters. Cut them so they become a little bit more bushy, so it's easier to pick. Yes.
Okay, interesting. I just realized when drinking the coffee that it's very sweet. Why is that?
So yes, that's true. It is basically the sweetest coffee that we drink currently. That has several reasons why. One reason is that the density is really low. We will look later on the density, but the density is really low and the mucilage, the fruit is really thick. So in Arabica you have 60-40 percentage of fruit to seed.
So that means like 60% of the mass is seed.
Yes.
40% of the mass is fruit.
Exactly. Okay. Whereas in Liberica, that's the opposite. It's like literally the opposite. And now this fruit has a lot of sugar because it's like high temperature, a lot of sun. It develops a lot of fruit. And then the density lets the seeds to pull this sweetness in. So that's one of the reasons why it has more sugar. This is actually the reason, but this also has a challenge.
Yep.
Now, if you think about that, if a picker now has to pick 10 kilos, if he picks 10 kilos of Arabica, then in the end, he has about 4 kilos of green beans.
Yeah.
Okay. If you do like 10 kilos cherries of Liberica, you have only 1 kilo of green beans.
Yeah.
So it is already with this a lot more labor.
Okay.
A lot more work. Yes.
Oh, interesting. I'm sorry. I'm spinning another stupid idea, but I'm sure you have spun it as well. That will give a great opportunity for Cascara, actually.
Actually, we have Cascara. It is really interesting. We have a lot of Cascara. We do two things with Cascara. One of it is a side product that we that some of the farmers then use to. I for example made once a Cascara kombucha, stuff like this. So the farmers sell it as tea. The other part of the Cascara we actually use to make compost as fertilizer. Yeah, but yes, it is. This Cascara is a thing that is like really, there is more to it. But that cascara, this hard, when it's drying, the jerry is like really hard when you dry it naturally. What you can also see is a positive effect of this big fruit is that the coffee borers, they actually have it quite much harder to get into the seeds.
Okay.
So this coffee is not just more robust to the climate, but it actually is also robust to certain pests and fungus. So basically it is harder for the coffee borer to go in, but there is also another thing that is there. It's that the root system of the Coffea liberica actually develops a scent, like a smell that is also protecting from the nematodes, from the little animals that is attacking the tree. So this is really interesting. Again, like if we talk about the future of this plant, not yet of the coffee, that's another thing of the market, but of the plant, it is interesting because it is more climate change resistant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And now we come to a point when you're talking about insects, that caffeine is a natural insect protection.
Mm-hmm.
And what we don't know yet at the moment now is if Liberica has more or less caffeine.
Yeah.
But we can reveal that we will do after this today also another video that we will publish in a couple of days, where we are going to measure the caffeine content of Liberica.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly, if it has more caffeine, then it would also be a natural insect protection. But we don't know it yet.
We don't know it yet.
We are same curious as you. So maybe subscribe to the channel or come back in a couple of days. Then you will learn about it, about the caffeine content.
That's I'm also like really excited to know more. Like I heard, but I like the people say completely different things.
Yeah.
So I want to know it also. That's why I came to you.
You also took another coffee with you. And this is Excelsa. What is actually Excelsa?
I brought another coffee.
So,
again, like I'm now interested really in the plant. I love the plant. I think like it's really interesting and to see also there is more. So obviously, I wanted to know what other species are there, what other species are like interesting for the future, and what other species, what to compare. And then there is a special coffee that is called Coffea Excelsa that often historically, but also scientifically, has been put into the same pot as Coffea Liberica. And this is Coffea Excelsa. Now, it's why I'm saying this is some papers call Coffea Excelsa also Liberica. It calls it a variant of Coffea Liberica. This is because the tree has some similar, it looks similar.
Yeah.
And the origins are pointed back in a similar area.
Hmm.
Now, if we have them in front of us, we can also see
the camera.
Yeah.
That we can see it.
You can actually see that they are looking completely different. So you have completely different. I can take here one of the bigger ones and here like a Liberica seed and you can already see that they have maybe a little similarity in the color, but that has also to do with they're both naturals. But the shape here is a little bit more round, still long, but a little bit more round. And this is more like a ship, isn't it? Like, and the size also, like if you compare like a big and a small one, it's still completely different. So the plant looks quite similar, but the shape and the size are quite different. So again, it's not yet 100% concluded if they are the same species. Some papers say there are, some papers say they're not. There have been changes in 2006 and then again in 2023. But what I wanted to actually show you is the difference. And they are quite often confused as the same or put in the same pot. But I wanted to show that there is a difference. And I'm also interested because I've heard, as I said, I heard, this has more caffeine. And then they say, no, it has less. Now, this could be understood that it is just made with the, like one was measured with this and the other one was measured with this coffee. So it's for us to find out which one has more caffeine and which one has less caffeine. Yeah.
And this Liberica here is from Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Where else is Liberica being grown?
Okay, so originated native to Northern Africa.
Yeah.
It is grown, like as the name already predicts, native to Liberia and like this region. It is grown now also in Uganda. It has it is grown in Southeast Asia, mainly in the Philippines, in Malaysia, where in Malaysia they have about 97% of this coffee.
Yeah.
Then in Vietnam there are several farms. So around this region, and this is also historically. So basically the East Indian Company, that's a Dutch company that brought coffee to Southeast Asia. Back then, all the island groups was called Malaya. At the same time, in Ceylon, there is the big pest, the big coffee leaf rust pest. Mm. So since this coffea species wasn't attacked really by coffee leaf rust, they started to mainly plant this. It was really interesting for them. And a lot of workers from actually Ceylon were also brought to these islands to work there as coffee farmer. Now in Ceylon, we all know that the tea, they never really went back to this coffee.
Yeah.
However, there in Southeast Asia, they kept on growing this coffee. So between 1890 and 1913-15, Malaysia was actually one of the bigger coffee producing countries in the world.
Okay, well.
And then another crop came into the country, which promised to the farmers a quicker money, and that was rubber.
Okay.
So. And now palm oil. And so the coffee trees were actually just cut off and eliminated. But some kept growing this coffee. And that has to do that traditionally, the traditional Malaysian coffee, it's called kopi tarik. That means pulled coffee, as well as the Indonesian traditional coffee and also the Philippine traditional coffee. The people believe that this is best made with this.
Yeah.
So families used to still like plant this coffee for their own use. And then there were also the Hainanese Chinese who settled, who also used it in Hainan, China, this exact coffee, and still grew it. But yes, with time, like traditions get a little bit lost. And so that's why it got a little bit forgotten in the rest of the world.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it means wouldn't there have been any rubber or palm oil? Most probably we would be drinking much more Liberica.
Maybe and maybe not, because there is this other problem that Liberica has. And that's what I already mentioned a little bit before. And the problem is that the work is harder, the labor is, you need more labor, and that makes it more expensive.
Yeah.
And that's the other reason why it has not been produced that much anymore, because, well, if your job is producing coffee, then for the world market, then you try to go for the easier or the how much yield do I get?
Okay.
So this is maybe a thing we didn't understand the coffee, or we didn't look at the coffee like as itself, but tried to make it the same like Arabica or Robusta Canephora.
Yeah.
And yeah. But I think now we have a big chance that it is coming up, yeah.
Of course, a super interesting part will be then when we be talking about the taste of the coffee and also how it's developing. I just want to do something first before we switch over to that topic, because we had a look at the Iberica beans, and I want just to give people a view on Iberica and Excelsa in comparison to Arabica so that you can see the difference. Until somewhere out there, you see how big the beans are from the Iberica and this ship shape that you mentioned. Excelsa with a bit of similar shape and the straight cuts, but much smaller. And here in comparison, you see a Canephora Robusta, which is also about similar size, but much rounder. There's also this cut about the similar size. This is a parchment from India. This one is also from India, about the same region, Karnataka. And this one here is a Arabica, where you see it has a bit like this longer, round peanut shape with a bit more like a flexed cut. So that's how you can recognize the beans quite nicely.
Also, these are grown at a similar altitude, where this is grown also around like 1,000 above sea level.
Yeah.
So again, like there as a difference, this is really low level and this is at 1,000 or 800 above sea level between this. And the Arabica is grown at more than like 1,300, I think.
That's about that. Yeah, that's natural from Brazil.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So this is also like there is huge differences in how the plant grows.
Yeah. But now, the one thing we all want to know, being coffee lovers, because at the end,
you want
it's
to
a drink. Well, I want to talk about the taste. I just remember it has been some years ago that I first had the possibility to drink Iberica, and I had it quite badly in my mind, so I didn't really like the taste. Now when I drink this coffee, it's really a pleasant cup of coffee. So can you tell me a little bit about the taste of the Iberica and what's happening? So is it like because you're putting more focus on the products?
Yeah, now I put a lot about the plant because that's interesting, but yeah, now let's go to the drink coffee. So I had this often that, I had it before and it was unpleasant. I point that back to several things. One thing is maybe there was also confusion between the different coffees like Iberica and Excelsa, because they're quite different in flavors, where I would put the Excelsa more into the, from the flavor, more into the Canephora, woody, earthy tastes. And these, the Iberica, can be quite fruity. Where that's our understanding, where you also have the flavors and the aromas of the fruits of Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
So it's often you find mango, a jackfruit is often a thing, bananas. Also, again, that has to do probably with the root system and the nutrition that both get the same. The roots go also like down to 15, 20 meters down into the soil. So the nutrition, the minerals that they get are similar to jackfruit minerals. So I think that has to do why you find these tastes in there.
Yeah.
So yes, this is one thing that you can find here these Southeast Asian fruits and spices. Also, yes, one of our coffees, we call it actually the Malaysian spicy one, because we think you have even like cloves and star anise, cinnamon there.
Yep.
But then also you find that there is a huge difference in how it's processed.
Yep.
And that's also one thing that we had to learn throughout the process is how do you process it after harvesting?
Yep.
Now, obviously you take the experience from Arabica or Canephora, where we have a lot of, we know knowledge,
yep,
and then you try to translate it. If you do it exactly the same. So one thing is the sorting machines, just because of the shapes, it can go either like this down, like if this is the ship down, or like this.
Yeah.
And so the sorting can be not well. Or another thing is when you depulp it, the machines just can break also the Liberica because they're bigger and yeah, whatnot. So this is also, if you just use the same machines, obviously, then the quality of the beans will be different. And this is something that we have been learning,
yep,
and still are, because I believe we're quite at the beginning of it.
Yep.
Like, there's a lot to be learned,
yep,
but I'm convinced that you have this. So I have mainly here Malaysian, and I represent Malaysian specialty Liberica. But I have had the pleasure to try one or two other regions. They have similar flavors, where I think the quality in the after harvest process, they have some different differences. So you can actually also taste that in the cup.
Yeah.
But we're learning, and we're trying to then also do the same in other countries, to actually have also a comparison about the territoire, like what's the difference,
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Because so far you have not a lot of territoire to compare to,
Yeah.
But it's promising, because there is countries who are now interested to also.
Yeah. Nice. And within this very short period of time that not on you, but everybody's working on Liberica, the product has been pushed so far that it's even on the World Coffee Championship stages sometimes being used.
Yeah, this is actually, there I'm a little bit lucky. I mean, like, I got in there, or I've heard about this in the right moment. And maybe also how I got to it is because of family. My wife is from Malaysia, so I was just at the right time at the right place.
Yeah.
And yes, just 1 year after I have tried Liberica for the first time, it was in 2022 at the World Cup with Ona Cafe. And yeah, and it's still used at competitions. And we have a lot of people who are also ask for competition coffee, because yes, it is promising, and it is not just promising for as a plant, but also in the flavors. There's something new, something unique, something that if you want to differentiate yourself,
yep,
then it's not just the differentiation between Arabicas from different countries, but maybe also from species.
Nice.
You talked about different processes when it comes to like after harvest processing, but how is it with roasting? What are your experiences with roasting? Is it the same, or does it roast a bit differently?
I think, what I was first told,
yeah,
when I took some green beans for the first time, just like some little ones in my suitcase, I was told, forget what you know about roasting, you have to roast it differently.
Yeah.
Now, traditionally in Malaysia, they roast it with margarine, sugar and salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we obviously in the specialty coffee field are not roasting it like this. We roast it, or what we have learned is that you have to give more time,
yeah,
less temperature, a lot of air, And that has to do because of the shape,
yeah,
because of the density,
yeah,
because of the sugar content. But we're also here, we're at the beginning, and I'd like in the next video to introduce my good friend Dario Piba, who actually developed with me together roasting profiles. So, like, we really in our free time sat together, and just with the link and the Cafe Logic together, we tried out, like, we tried, and so, like, how far can we go or not? We are sharing this also on our website, www.kebunmalaya.com. We share this there, what we have learned so far.
Yeah, nice.
Also for the bullet, because then we wanted to produce a little bit more.
Yeah.
But this is just, it's what we have learned. I want to put out there that please try out yourself. I mean, like, try out, also share what your experience is. That's our experience, that's what we learned, and that's what we say, this is how we like it. Yeah. But again, it's not known that much, and therefore it needs more, like, yeah, trying out.
Okay, nice, nice. So, yeah, that's, we are going to try, you probably know Dario Piper as a latte artist, but he's also a really good roaster.
He's amazing roasting.
And we try to capture him and do a video with him where we go a bit deeper into roasting profiles for Liberica. But as you said, right now already people can download a Cafe Logic profile as well as roasting profiles for the Bullet on your website. Mm-hmm. What is the name of your website?
KebunMalaya.com.
We will put the link, of course, in the description. And there is more, because now we've been talking a lot about green coffee. People are probably curious to try it out, and I can really recommend it. It's a beautiful coffee. You're, for KebunMalaya, a green coffee trader. Mm. So can you tell a bit, if now anybody is interested in getting green coffee, how can they contact you? Are you selling green coffee? What is your business? So how can they get access to this coffee?
So, yes, KebunMalaya is two things. It is that a farm, a research farm that is, but still in its baby shoes. It's like really at the beginning. The seedlings are here, but they're not yet in the soil. That will be done this year. I will also on our channel then, like, update there. But the other thing is, I am representing and I'm at those farms in Malaysia already, at our friends' farms. And I represent them at the World of Coffee, at coffee conventions, and I basically bring it to Europe and Great Britain, where I then, like, where you can get it from us. You can just, it's not that professional yet. It's our website, KebunMalaya.com, where there's a contact formula. Just hit us up, send us a message. You can, then you can order it. And we have also smaller sizes now, because we also want that people can try it, basically.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. Awesome. Hey, Tobias. Thanks a lot for everything. Is there anything you would like to add, something that we didn't talk about or didn't touch?
Well, I would say stay curious, because there's so much more to talk about or to see, not just Liberica. Liberica is now my specialty. I can actually tell you a lot, and there's so much more. But also, like, about coffee biodiversity, what else is there? Like, go out and ask. There's so many interesting coffees. And the second thing is, I'm now really excited to learn if we go into with your machineries, like, to do some testing, and you stay curious and look what we are going to do there. Because
now we have the lightels ready, and we're going to then roast everything and do some analysis. So have a look at the video that will be coming in a couple of days. Also, stay tuned for the video with Dario, where we'll be talking about roasting Liberica and Excelsa.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody wants to know more about you, so yeah, the website of KebunMalaya, where you can download the roasting profiles for Cafe Logic, for the Alio Bullet, where you can contact Toby to get in touch to order some green coffee. And is there anything else people must need to know if they want to follow you, if they want to know more about you?
So yes, obviously, like it is in our time, we have Facebook, Instagram. It's Kebun Malaya is the Instagram. I can also put it there. Also, you find a lot about Café Einzigartig. It's I put it also, like, let's put it all, yeah, in the comments.
All the link in the comments.
Exactly, yeah. So there you will see more stories on our website, obviously. And yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Toby, for giving us this fantastic introduction to Liberica Coffee.
And
you stay here. We have a lot of work to do because there is some more that you want to learn about the coffee.
Thank you.
But for now, thanks a lot, Toby.